Father's foundation to apply for permission for a building in her Bedfordshire garden before proposals were turned down. We'll hear the first King's speech for Charles as monarch later. It'll set out the UK's government's agenda, including policies on crime, housing and energy security. The Conservatives aren't aiming for bold reforms, though, but winning the next general election. In the Red Wall seat of Hindburn in Lancashire, the PM has work to do.
He's not a man of the people at all. He's far removed from societies like this.
I'm not too keen on him, but that said, I don't know who has done a good job in recent times.
Give him a chance, like everybody needs a chance in life.
Doesn't seem to suit me, to be honest. Doesn't seem like he's doing much.
Israel's Prime Minister has vowed his country will have overall security responsibility in Gaza. Benjamin Netanyahu's indicated he intends to maintain control of the territory. He says there won't be a ceasefire until Israeli hostages are freed. Palestinian politician Mustafa Barghouti doesn't trust him.
Netanyahu is not only our criminal, he's a pathological liar. Can anybody in the world really convince me or convince you that killing 6,000 children in Gaza is justified?
Almost 300,000 women in England are going to be offered a drug which could stop them getting breast cancer. It's thought 2,000 cases may be prevented. Meanwhile, women in the UK are having to wait longer to get help with pain relief compared to men. A survey's found nearly one in three women blame doctors failing to take them seriously or dismissing their concerns. And Luton say they'll try to identify fans involved in so-called tragedy chanting in Sunday's Premier League game with Liverpool. Taunts about the Hillsborough disaster were heard at Kenilworth Road. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Ruth.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
All right, let's look at the temperature for today. It's a lovely day out there, actually. 12 degrees, so feeling cooler, and beautiful blue skies and sunshine as well. It's going to stay like that for most of the day, so enjoy it while it's here.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit SEHBAC.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. You got me for the next 3 hours. Thanks very much to Mikey Porter for the last 2 hours. 3 hours, rather, not 2 hours. Of broadcasting brilliance with The Breakfast Show. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow morning. You've got me with my coffee on a beautiful day. I'm feeling all crisp and, well, not crisp. My hair might feel a bit crisp. I'm feeling all autumnal today. I'm actually wearing a shirt. I bought this shirt to take on holiday to Kefalonia, and I didn't wear it. But I'm wearing it now, and it's striped, so I look like a rather fetching deck chair. It never quite works. It's baggy enough, but it's not very flattering, but I love it. I've got my jeans on. I've got my cardigan. I know. My trainers. I'll give you an idea, and I put makeup on as well. I've always got my makeup on, I must admit. Some days I look a little bit paler than others, but my mum, she wouldn't forgive me if I didn't put my makeup on every day. It's not for other people, it's for yourself. And other people. But, yeah, I'm not one of those people who can get away without wearing makeup. And, yeah, I do need a little bit of colour correction, and I love blusher. Blusher and red lipstick, I'm fine. And I know that red lipstick doesn't actually really suit me very well and makes me look quite, I don't know, I love a bold lip. I love it. Because that means I don't have to wear any eyeshadow. I'm not keen on eyeshadow whatsoever. It just makes my eyes water. I had it done once, I think at the Chanel counter. Well, she actually, not that I have a full makeup, they just did a little bit of my eyes. And I sat there and she started brushing something onto my eyes. And I thought, she doesn't stop, I'm going to get hold of that brush. And it wasn't, the first bit, it was okay for about 20 seconds. And then after that, I don't know, you know when they do these shows like Strictly Come Dancing, the makeup artists do an amazing job on all the dancers, but they spend a lot of time mucking around on your eyes with like eyeshadow, then they've got you know, your mascara, fake lashes, coal pencils. No, I don't like the sensation of somebody touching my eyes with a brush at all. I can do it myself, but if somebody else is doing it, I want them to stop. So that'd be no good for me. Oh no. It starts off feeling quite tickly, doesn't it? And then it's like, stop touching my eye. especially if they keep going. She did something with this eyeliner at that counter, and then I got outside and I had a reaction to the pencil. My eyes went all like watery and peculiar. That wasn't very good. No. Anyway, maybe it's just me being peculiar. I think that's more the case. Now, the question of the day. Question of the day. What is it, Michelle? Do you tell us? Oh, I'm just trying to find it. It's your weird celebrity crush. I like doing this one because I want. It's a secret. Your secret weird celebrity crush, which won't be a secret because I'll be telling everybody on air, but I want to know. You know, some people really fancy like Piers Morgan. I'm not saying he's an ugly dude or anything. Nobody, actually, that's a terrible statement. Nobody is ugly. We've got different tastes. And you know what? The best looking person in the room, if they've got a rubbish personality, can become unattractive. That's why you've got all these amazingly good looking, celebrities that can never keep hold of partners, or they go off and they just don't have very good relationships. So you can be the most beautiful person, but you've got to have a bit of beauty within. I know people are going to go, oh, that's a load of our rubbish. It's not, because you can't be with somebody if you've got to kind of fancy him. But if their personality turns you off, then they become not attractive. Do you know what I mean? You know what I mean, don't you? Let me know your secret celebrity crush. And I like Piers Morgan, because I think he's a good broadcaster. I could never do what he did, because you've got to be really, really thick-skinned and reasonably intelligent to do it. No, very intelligent. I couldn't do a show like that. I would be dragged across the floor in about 10 seconds. I do admire, because these people are journalists, and, you know, they go after people for a story, and they don't care. You know, they do not care. They just want to get the story. I couldn't do that. I'd be like, excuse me, do you mind if I just start? Oh, okay. I'm not. I like interviewing, but I love interviewing people. I love interviewing people. But you're normally talking to people about stuff that they love, or it might be a company, or it might be a musician, or whatever. And that they're great interviews to do. When it's like the in-depth kind of political stuff, I'm no. Can you imagine me? Oh, dear. Not for me. Now, talking about interviews, I'm going to be interviewing Natalie Maddox, founder of and creator of House Gospel Choir, ahead of their December Love is the Message tour. Talking to her about 11 o'clock today, and we've got two tracks from the House Gospel Choir, which are incredible, absolutely incredible. It looks like these gigs are going to sell out, and it's house music with gospel music. I love gospel music. I really do. I like sort of Kirk Franklin, CeCe Williams, and there's another guy, and I can't remember. Andre Crouch. If you get a chance, have a look at Andre Crouch or CeCe Williams, I think her surname is. Go and have a look. CeCe Williams, her voice is exactly, more or less, well, I say exactly, she's the same singer, style of singing, as Whitney Houston. And I think they did some stuff together, because obviously Whitney Houston came from a gospel background. Incredible. I think there's a video of them actually singing together. Incredible. But Andre Crouch, his band and the stuff they did is just... I watched that and I want to be in that band. I want to be in that band singing in that choir. The voices are awesome. And also Kirk Franklin. I think I played him on the show as well. So, yeah, I'm going to be really excited to talk to Natalie about House Gospel Choir. That'll be at 11 o'clock. Plus, we'll have some of your answers. Your weird celebrity crush, come on and tell me. You know, I'm only going to tell everybody else. And we've got a first play for Emily Gray Music coming up, and Maria Keane as well. Two brand new tracks to play on the show, plus some other music as well, and some charts and all sorts of stuff. What's this? I'm not starting off with that. No way. Get rid of that. That's far too depressing. What's that? Can't take my eyes off of you. That's not the one I'm... No. That's not the one I'm thinking. I'm thinking of... You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Who did that song? Let me have a look. You're probably all shouting now. You're just too good to be true. You're saying, Michelle, why don't you know any of these things? You're too good to be true. It's that one, isn't it? Oh, I don't know. They've got Boytown Gang. That's not right. No. Who was the original singer of You're Just Too Good To Be True? Frankie Valli? No, really? What, the one who did... Didn't Frankie Valli do the theme tune from Grease? Is that Frankie Valli, is it? Michelle, you're so up on the musical knowledge. Let's go back to the 80s. I might as well. That's what my hair's like this week. Here is Links with Intuition. If you want to get in contact with the show, you can. You can find me across social media, Eat My Brunch, on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram. I'm everywhere. And Facebook. And you can send me a message on Messenger. A voice note is nice as well. Or a little message to say hi.
Okay, so you're a rocket scientist. That don't impress me much. So you got the brains, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right. But that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Just in case, and all that extra gel in your hair, I'd lock it, 'cause heaven forbid it should fall out of place. Oh, well, you think you're special. Oh, well, you think it's something else. Okay, so you're Brad Pitt. That don't impress me much. So you got the looks, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Your car at night. Now come on, baby, tell me. You must be joking, right? Oh, well, you think it's something special. Oh, well, you think it's something else. Okay, so you got a car. That don't impress me much. So you got the moves, but how you
touch. Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're alright, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Oh, no, you think you're cool, but have you got the touch? Nah, nah, don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're alright, but that won't keep me warm on the long, cold, lonely nights. That don't impress me.
She was the girl next door, that's my fine ass neighbor. If she wants some sugar, baby, don't be a stranger. And she said, when I need something sweet, I'll be coming over to you. That girl was knocking in the middle of the night, wearing nothing but a robe that she took off inside. And she said, boy, I'm getting cold, here's what I need you to do. Baby, put your hands on me. On me right now, you're the only one I need. So baby, put your hands on me, both hands on me. When we dance, put your hands all over me.
Hey, all right, so. Been such a long time since I've been lucky. Don't have to be shy, say how bad you want me. Come and touch me tenderly. So come and give me that body heat. I want your body heat on me. I can barely sleep. I'm trying to turn up the degrees with you all over me.
So baby, put your hands on me. Both hands on me. Right now.
Darling, you are the only one I need.
No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid.
Just as long as you kiss me before you leave.
So baby,
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Welcome to award-winning care and luxurious living at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. We offer residential, nursing and dementia care delivered by highly trained and dedicated staff with spacious accommodation, light and airy apartments, expansive communal areas and gardens that allow residents to retain their independence in style. Join us for a look round and discover what life is like at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. Visit our website to find out more. Search for Avery Healthcare.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Lealino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Phoenix FM.
Now we'll have some new music coming up in a while. It'll be a first play for Emily. I can't wait to play her track out for you, Emily Gray Music, and it's a track called Killing Time. In fact, why don't I just do that now? Why am I building up so much? I might as well just play it now and get it, because it's a great track. I might as well just do it now, shall I? Or shall I make you wait? I'm not sure. I'll play it now. This is for Emily Gray. It's a first play. Here is Killing Time.
Lost forever to the tides of time.
Him about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and you can check the interview out online. He's got a series of Christmas gigs coming up which are going to be amazing, playing a lot of the old tunes, and also he's got some Christmas numbers in there as well, so do check him out because that will be a really good gig. And I didn't know he was part of Mike and the Mechanics, Roachford, and has been for the last 10 years. I didn't know that. I know that he was always working. He's always worked since he was, you know, in music since he was like 16. He's always done stuff. He's also worked with Beverly Knight as well. I saw that she'd put up some more videos of when she was doing some duets with him. She's awesome. Oh, awesome. You know, I love my music. Can't wait to talk to Natalie of House Gospel Choir, because that is going to be amazing. And we're going to have 2 tracks from them as well. And they've got a series of gigs coming up in December, kicking off in London on the 13th. And a chance for you to go along. It's house music mixed with gospel. So it's a really good combination, and just uplifting. And yeah, I think you're going to absolutely love it. Just give it to 10:30. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix FM. Here's Mel C with Here It Comes Again. That is the fantastic voice of Mel C. She always does something a little bit different, Mel C, doesn't she? She's DJing now. I think she's still releasing music. She always releases something interesting. And, yeah, she does a lot of DJing sets. I found this filter on TikTok yesterday. And I've used it before, but they've updated it. It's called the Bold Beautiful Filter. Please don't go on there and use it, because I put it on there and then I was immediately absolutely distraught, because I looked, right, I quite fancied myself. I tell you what, this filter, it made my nose smaller, my skin was beautiful, all my makeup's done. I reversed the aging by about 20 years. Oh, my word. I looked and I went, that is what I would look like if I was cut. It made me look a bit like Angelina Jolie, with a slightly bigger, a stronger nose. I wouldn't say big nose. A strong nose. My dad used to say I had a Roman nose. And I went, what does that mean? Is it because it roams all over your face? I said, Dad, it's terrible. Anyway, but yeah, these filters now are so incredible, and even if the guys use them, they just make them look ultra handsome. It's you can't trust anything. I mean, I did laugh. I did a little video and said I will never look like this, but isn't it great? I was doing a little bit of a pose to the camera, but it's amazing. You can move, you can speak, and it's just amazing. I think they've got, I mean, at the moment when I watched Indiana Jones, and they had I love the film, by the way. It got really slagged off in the press. I really liked it, but they had some they had some footage of him, but they'd obviously CGI'd it to make him look younger. And I suppose we can all start, you know, all start doing that. Or they can bring back some of the actresses and actors, like maybe Marilyn Monroe or, I don't know, Paul Newman, like the old school ones, and bring them back to being really young again. And then I suppose somebody will buy their likeness and make films with them again. And it'll be like you're watching them. At the moment, it's still got that thing where your eye can pick up that it's CGI. Your eye, there's something about it you realise is not quite right. You can pick it up. But that give it another couple of years, another 5 or 10 years, you won't even know. That'd be great to have some of the, like James Cagney, like the old school, you know. Mae West, people like that, they could bring back and have films with them, you know, do a new Mae West film. It'd be fantastic. No, maybe. I don't. Well, I think it would be. 10:36. We have some travel.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Getting overexcited. Let's have a look at the traffic and the travel for you. Now, Brook Street roundabout is looking fine, heading down the M25 towards Lakeside. You've got a clear run. It's clear there and coming back through the tunnel up to the M11. No problems there. Wilson's Corner is running very smoothly, and heading down on the A12. No issues there. If you're heading towards Chelmsford, pretty clear. You do have some roadworks. Temporary traffic signals due to water main work on the A129 Rainy Road. That's at Church Lane. Can't see any other roadworks at the moment. There were a few around, but they seem to have disappeared. Temporary traffic signals to electricity work on Worley Road near Tompkins Lane. And you've also got them at temporary traffic signals construction at Shepherd's Hill at Phillida Road. Now, on the Brook Street roundabout, lane closed on the entry ramp due to long-term construction on the M25 anti-clockwise at Junction 28. So in the mornings, it's going to be very, very busy. Expect delays down one lane affecting traffic onto the roundabout, and that's coming off from the Harold Wood side, as they're doing a big development over there, which is ongoing. And I think they're doing some road widening, so that's why you've got issues coming up to the roundabout. Now, don't forget my guest coming up in the next, it's only going to be about 20 minutes. I'm going to be talking to Natalie. She is the founder and creator creative director, rather, of House Gospel Choir ahead of their December tour, which is called Love is the Message. And we're going to have two tracks from them coming up to 11 o'clock. Going to miss the news. We will catch that again at 12 o'clock, just to let you know. Here is somebody who's got lots of music out at the moment, doing brilliantly. What a great voice she's got. This is Olivia Rodrigo with Bad Idea, right?
Haven't heard from you in a couple of months, but I'm out right now and I'm all wrapped up, and you're calling my phone, you're all alone, and I'm sensing some undertone, and I'm right here with all my friends, but you're sending me your new address, and I know we're done, I know we're through, but God, when I look at you, my brain goes, oh, bad idea, right? Seeing you tonight, it's a bad idea, right? Seeing you tonight, it's a bad idea, right? Seeing you tonight, whatever, it's fine.
Yes, I know that he's my ex, but can't you be what we could? to his bed.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Once upon a time,
Cinderella,
the most magical fairy tale of them all.
You will never go to the ball.
A girl who dares to dream.
On the stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken and everything will be as it was before.
Goodbye, my prince.
Wait, I don't even know your name.
We're back at the Towngate Theatre, Basildon, with Cinderella. There's magic, flying horses, and dreams that really do come true. From November to the 2nd of January. Book now at towngatetheatre.co.uk.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Phoenix FM.
Baby, come on, come on down. And love, please don't make a sound. And let nature strike a chord, 'cause nature is the love that I depend. When you learn to cut it loose, all the things that have been drowning, let them slide from your hands, the foolish demands from the people around you.
Richard Ashcroft with Buy It in Bottles. And now one of my lovely friends, Dee Hunter, is no longer with us. She was a singer-songwriter. I met her probably about 20 years ago. She wasn't very old. She was only about 41. And an amazing singer-songwriter. If you're based in Essex, you've probably heard of her. And she was great fun to work with, had an infectious laugh, beautiful keyboard player, fantastic vocalist, wife and a mum to two young boys. And she did come in to talk to us about glioblastoma, which is a brain cancer which she had, and she was in with the Brain Cancer Charity, who are a phenomenal group of people that help people when they have the diagnosis. And you know, they have meetings and they get together and they talk to families as well. She passed away September. It was during COVID, actually. And I tell you what, after the ceremony, because it's really weird, we had to all sit separately. It was a terrible, terrible time if you lost loved ones or had to go to funerals. It was terrible. And we were seated sort of two by two, miles and miles apart. And there couldn't be any wake as such, because people weren't allowed to do that either. So you had to keep your distance. But I just remember afterwards, I just looked at people there and a husband and a mum and everything else. And we all just went, oh, we don't care. We all had a mask and we all hugged. We did all hug, and I don't regret that at all. But she was an amazing singer and very, very funny. There is a video of her online where she did a Tim Minchin song, which is a song where she is playing in one key but singing in another. Very hard to do. Very funny. If you get a chance, check it out. But I love this song. This is Dee Hunter, and it's the song called Am I Getting Through? She's greatly missed. And if you get a chance to listen to her music, go and check her out, Dee Hunter, or it'll be under Dee Hepburn, in fact, which is her married name.
You think you're lesser than you are, but you don't know the place you hold inside my heart. I think you're brighter than the sun. But you're not the only one. When you're underneath my skin, won't you open up your heart and let me in? Let's try walking hand in hand. Look into my eyes, I'm trying to through. Am I getting through? Am I getting through?
late great Dee Hepburn, or Dee Hunter. You'll find her online and her music is there for you to discover and listen to. Absolutely love Dee Hunter's voice, and I love Beverly Knight as well. What a voice as well. This is After You Radio. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix FM. Beverly Knight there, After You Radio. Now, coming up next, I'm going to be speaking to Natalie, and I can't wait to chat to her about the House Gospel Choir and their up-and-coming gigs. We're going to be talking songwriting, music, all the fantastic things in life, and faith as well. But first of all, you've got to hear this amazing, amazing group of people that sing. This is a track called Salvation.
My sweet salvation.
absolutely stunning. That was Salvation by the House Gospel Choir, taken from their 2020 album Required, which features some of the biggest producers in dance music. In fact, House Gospel Choir have announced details of their Love is the Message UK tour, with five very special dates in London, Birmingham, Bristol, Liverpool and Manchester throughout December.